Let's begin. Okay. What did Tosfos say? What is the in Divrei Maskil, Divrei Hakol, in the first part of the Tosfos? So let's begin. So Tosfos says the following. In the first half of the Tosfos, he says that the Gemara asks a steer within Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo had said that everyone holds, here you are, Zach. Everyone holds that you have two also. You have shear number two. Yeah, you have that? Everyone holds that the Rehakol, Shnaim Shadanu, Ain Dinam Din. That's what Rabbi Abo said. And if that's the case, we have a problem because Rabbi Abo said that Xelus Chabalus require three, Hodos Vavos don't require three. So that's against Rabbi Abo. It's a steering Rabbi Abo because Tosa says there are a bunch of Amoroim. I don't know about a bunch. There are many Amoroim that say Shnaim Shadanu, Dinam Din, Shmuel, including Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, not all the Amoraim, not everyone holds that two is bad. Rabbi Bo happened to say that everyone that all the Tanaim hold two is bad. But there are many Amoraim that say that Shnaim Shadanu Dinam Din. So therefore, Tosfos asks the following. So the first point, first nekuda of Tosfos is that the Gemara is asking a steerer through Rabbi Bo. That's number one. Number two, Tosfos asks, how on earth can you say that everyone holds all the Tanaim hold Shnaim Shadanu Ain Dinam Din? We have Rami Bar Chama that says he doesn't hold the Vayar Parshis, therefore he doesn't hold the three. Arba Shomer Tzrich and Kfir B'Mixus, they need a Kfir B'Mixus because we don't hold the Vayar Parshis. If you don't hold the Vayar Parshis, then you don't hold three by Hodos Vavos, because Elohim is three times by Xalus. Doesn't say Elohim three times by Hodos Vavos. So how could Rabbi Bo make such a statement that no one holds Shnaim Shadanu Dinam Din? Rabbi Bar Chama holds of it. We know it beferish. He holds in air parts, you don't need three. So how does Tosfos answer that kasha? He says that's not a brisa. Any brisa that Rabbi Rabosha didn't teach, he doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Bo. Done. Finished. That's the second nekuda. Okay, third nekuda of Tosfos. He says, I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan also holds a Rabbi Bar Chama. And Rabbi Yochanan is quoted in the Yerushalmi that's saying, Shnaim Shadanu Ain Dinam Din. Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, Shnaim Shadanu Ain Dinam Din, and he holds Ain Erev Parshis. And he also holds that a gear needs three. So this is a steer within Rabbi Yochanan now. Because Rabbi Yochanan says a gear needs three, but I thought he held Shnaim Shadanu Ain Dinam Din, that works well, but he holds also Ain Erev Parshis. If he holds Ain Erev Parshis, then what? Two should be good. So now it's a steer in Yechanan. So he answers like this. He says, even according to the Ma'an number, Ain Erev Parshis, saying, you still need three. Why do you still need three? Because of a famous thing called Mishpat Echad Lachem. Mishpat Echad Yelachem. We compare Dinim Amunus Halach Lamaisa, and therefore Mishpat Echad Lachem tells me that you require three across the board. Okay? And the Gemara here is ignoring that pasuk. The Gemara here says that if you hold Ein Erev Parshis, you don't need three. Well, what about Mishpat Echad? To compare those of those Gzeilus Chabot, he says, oh, our Gemara is ignoring that. Our Gemara is ignoring that. Halach L'maisa. Okay? The premise of the Gemara is ignoring the shadowed pasuk of Mishpat Echad Yelachem. So that answers that question. Let's chazer over at the other four Nakudas. You have three, two, and three, Uri. Okay? You got three also. Okay. So let's chazer over. Again, the Gemara's Kasha Eli was Ithun Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo said, you told me those of us don't need three, only need two, but Rabbi Abo's quoted elsewhere by saying everyone holds you need three. Second Nakuda of Tosfos is, how can you tell me that everyone holds Shnaim Shadanu Ain Dinam Din? Rami Bar Chama holds Ain Erev Parshis saying. If you hold Ain Erev Parshis saying, that means what? That means you don't need three Baudos Vavos, correct? You don't need three Baudos Vavos. So it's a stira lemaisa, kasha from Rami Bar Chama's bright. So what's the answer? That price of Rabbi doesn't hold up because the price wasn't taught by Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Next Nakuda was, you got a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's quoted, a gear needs three in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says, Shnaim Shadanu Ain Dinam Din, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yochanan also holds Ain Erev Parshis saying. Answer? What's the answer? That even if you hold Ain Erev Parshis saying, even if you hold Ain Erev Parshis saying, you could still require three. Why? Mishpat Echad Yelachem, which compares Hodos Vavos to Gzeilus Chabalos, Eli. And our Gemara ignores it. Our Gemara just says, if you don't have Mishpatecha Lechem, if you hold Ein Erev Parsha, you're saying I would not require three. Our Gemara is just ignoring that shadowed Pasuk, that hidden Pasuk of Mishpatecha Yelechem. So that answers number what? 11. That's the first half of that Taisus. So we said we got to go through it. Okay, Ben, you got it? 12. Let's go. What's the second half of the Taisus say? Second half of the Taisus says as follows. He says, well, you know what? Just like we learned, Drishu v'chakira, just like we turn Drishu v'chakira from Mishpatecha Yelechem, why do we also require three mumchim? Even if you hold Ein Erev Parsha saying. Meaning, Taisus asks, I don't understand this, Lamaisa. Why don't we use Mishpatecha Lechem? Why don't we use it, Taisus says. Just like we learned Drishu v'chakira from Mishpatecha Lechem, we should learn three mumchim. Even if you hold Ein Erev Parsha saying. Let Mishpatecha tell me. Why are there shittas that ignore it, Lamaisa? Why are there shittas that talk ignore it? Halacha Lamaisa. If you hold Ein Erev Parsha saying, he's challenging. Why did the Gemara hide that pasuk away? Why do you ignore it? If you hold Ein Erev Parsha saying, you shouldn't require three. What do you mean you shouldn't require three? There's a hidden pasuk. So Tosha's saying, why do we hide the pasuk? So what's Tosha's answer? Tosha's an amazing answer. Let's get it. The answer is that Mishpatecha can only compare the Fashas to Mamanus. It cannot compare within Mamanus. It cannot compare Zilus Chobalus to Hodalus Vavalus. It can only compare Nefashas to Mamanus Uri. And that's the Chiddush he wants to say. And he brings a Raya for it from the fact that the Gemara digs up a Gzeres Shava of Heitev Heitev. That there are seven questions we ask the Eidim, which we'll get into, Bezer Shem. And how do we know there are seven questions? From the Gzeres Shava, Heitev Heitev. Why don't you just learn Din and Nefashas from one another? Because you can't. Mishpatecha means you compare Nefashas to Mamanus, Mamanus to Nefashas, but not within Nefashas and not within Mamanus. That's how Tosus puts out the Din. Then he says you have no Raya from there, because but he says according to the Amoroyim Lamaisa, according to the Amoroyim Halach Lamaisa that do it, what do you need Heitev for? You need Heitev for because it should have written it only in one area. Remember the areas it wrote it in? What were the three areas it wrote it? Erin Nidachas, you remember? It wrote it in three different areas, Heitev. Right? It wrote it by Yachid that does Avodah Zarah. It wrote it by Eidim Zomimim. It wrote it by Erin Nidachas. Write it only by one. So the fact that it wrote it by three Lamaisa, that's the reason why you need the Gzeres Shava. So really what? It really doesn't shed light, Lamaisa, on anything. It's not really a riot. Taisus rejects it. Then Taisus concludes, let's get it. Taisus asks, but you still should require mumchim. Then in moments from the Fashot, like we require Dushu Chikir, Taisus doesn't give up. So what's Taisus' answer? That since the Torah went out of its way to say, by Gzeilus you need mumchim, that shows that what other Dini moments you don't learn out from Dini Nefashos. Only Gzeilus needs mumchim. And then Taisus asks, but if you hold Erev Parshas saying, so why do you need Lamais? If you hold Erev Parshas saying, why do you need mumchim at all by Gzeilus? Why do you need it all by Gzeilus, Lamais, to be written? If you hold Erev Parshas saying, right, that Mumchin and Rish is written by, why do you need it at all? So what's the answer? The answer is, Mumchin, we don't learn Dinim Omenis from Dinim Nefashos. Because why? Why would we not learn out Mumchin from Momenis to Nefashos? Because Momenis is only three. Based on Nefashos needs 23. So obviously, you see the two different categories. And then Tosus concludes, Sarach Yir. He says, there are 10 distinctions made between Dinim Omenis and Nefashos and the Mishnah Lamed Beis Manav. Why don't you just dispose of all those distinctions based on Mishpatecha Yelachem? Tosfos left it with Akasha. There are 10 distinctions between Dinim Omenis and Nefashos and the Mishnah Lamed Beis Manav. Why don't you just compare the two by Mishpatecha Yelachem? And he leaves that as Akasha. So that answers number what? Number 12. That was the second half of Tosfos. Tosfos goes back and forth Lamaisa about this. But the Hagdara that he develops is that Mishpatecha Yelachem can only compare Momenis to Nefashos, Nefashos to Momenis, but not within what? Not within Momenis. Not within Nefashos at all. According to most Amoraim, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? There are some Amoraim that Taka do Lamaisa. There is some Taka Amoraim that do Lamaisa. But the truth of the matter is that he says that that's not the majority of the opinion of the Amoraim. Okay? Mishpatecha Lechem is only what? It's only when you compare Momenis to Fashos, Fashos to Momenis. Okay, so it answers 11 and then 12. 13. How do we answer the kasha of the Tosus at the very end? Tosus left it as a kasha. So we just pointed out, Tosus himself answers it. On Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, a different Tosus. He says, Halacha Lamaisa, don't bring me up halacha l'maisa, the distinctions that are made on Lamed Beis, because the distinctions on Lamed Beis are dealing with the schus and chova. The word schus and chova only makes sense by what? By nefashos. A guy either is innocent or guilty. Schus and chova doesn't make any sense by mamonis, because what's a schus for X is a what? Is a chova for Y. What's a chova for Y is a schus for X. You can't get those words out of your mouth when you talk about dini mamonis. So don't ask me a kasha, oh, mishpadach adi alachem, should throw out all those 10 distinctions. It's not true, lomaisa. Because things that are totally b'schus v'chova, we don't compare them. Because it's not shaykh to dini mamonis. And all those 10 distinctions are dependent on schus v'chova. Those aren't shaykh to dini mamonis. So you can't say, oh, apply those to dini mamonis. You can't get the words out of your mouth. So that answers 13. Okay, 14.
Who says that?
Toysis, Lamed Bezim and Alf, the top Toysis, the beginning of the fourth parak, I think it is. Okay, yeah, that's the beginning of the fourth parak. The first Toysis. Okay. That's 13. 14. Give the two, it's a little bit of a misprint here. I said, ten shnei terutz. It's terutzim. Give two terutzim, how are makabal gerim bizman hazeh? We actually had six. How are makabal gerim bizman hazeh? Halacha l'maaseh. We have no smichim. We have no mumchim. Big problem. How do you have Gerim? You're going to tell me Gerim are Jewish to Rabbanon? Very hard to believe. That can't be. Gerim are Jewish to Rabbanon. He's only a Jew to Rabbanon. It's ridiculous. How would Mikabo Gerim be Manasseh? So Toysvus Lomaisa in Mesechus Gittin says that when Mikabo Gerim be Manasseh, based on the principle of Shlichusayu. Shlichusayu called demon. Okay? And therefore it's considered to be Matsui. It's considered to be enough of a what? Common matter, which is a bit of a Kiddush. Because the Gemara says in Gittin on Peheim and Aleph that Geris is not a common matter. But that's what Toysis writes in Gittin on Daf, Pechesim and Beis. And Toysin Yavamis also has the same Seshlikusau, but he adds one Kinech. I want you to get this. The Kinech is that just like we don't close the door in front of borrowers, we also don't close the door in front of Geris. So kind of like the Rabbanon gave the directives that we should implement, invoke Shlikusau, which is the Araisa. Okay? So that's the way Tysus and Gittin and Tysus and Yavamis give that answer. That's the first answer. And they say that Tysus and Gittin says that Davar Matsui, which is a big Kiddush, because Gemara seems to say that Geres is not Matsui. But, and we also don't close the door, that's the Rabbanan saying we better invoke the Din D'Oraisa. That's Tysus and Gittin. Number two answer is Tosus and Kiddushin, Samach Bezma, Amud Bez, Dibramaskin, Gir B'Shem, Rabbeinu Nasanel. I believe he was a Gir too. He was one of the Bali HaTysus who was a Gir. Rav Nasanel HaGir. The Gemara says in Krisis on Daf Tesem and Aleph that what do you need for Geiris? Mila, Tvila, and a Korban. The Gemara says nowadays we don't have a Korban. No Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says Lo Doro Seichem Ksiv. Shem made a promise for all generations there's a notion of Geiris. Even when the Beis HaMikdash is not built. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, a Geir will bring a Korban. So the Reb Nisanel HaGir, one of the Abal HaTes, Reb Nisanel says, you know what? Lo Doro Seichem tells me another Kiddush. It's his own Kiddush. It's his own Drasha. What's his own drasha? That any generation you can have geiris, even if they don't have smicha, special jezek kosov. That's the second teretz I want you to get. It's an interesting. Remember, we point out that Rashi is a collector's item. Rashi in Kedusha says you need sprinkling of the blood too. Hartzah is dam. Marsha says it's against the Gemara. All you need is mila, tefillin, and korban. Of course, you need kabbalas mitzvahs. That's for sure. But the Gemara takes that as a davar pashi. You need kabbalas mitzvahs. But there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Laman Alpha, maybe we'd send him in sprinkling the blood. Moshe Rabbeinu sprinkled blood on Klal Yisrael. So he said that was a Din L'Dairis, Rashi writes in Rosh Hashanah. Marsha says it's against the Gemara. We have Mila Tfil and a Korban. But that's the Chiddush Rabbeinu Nasanel. So the answer number 11, the two Terutzim are that we're saying is what? Tosis and Gittin and Yavamah say Shlikusayu D'Oraisa, because it's a Dover that's common. We only say Shlikusayu and a Dover that's common. And also something that Shchisar Kis, we'll get to that in a few minutes, Blinetter. But Lamaisa, Shlikosayu D'Oraisa, and the Rabbanan said we don't want to close the door in front of Gabriel. That's D'Oraisa. Second Terence says, L'doro Seichem, see, done. Even though we don't have Smich. Clear, Ellie?
Yep.
That's 14. 15, let's go. Give two other Terutsu in that Kasha, our Makaba Gerim Bismanazet. So, the Toysis Arosh says in Masech, says right here, that the word Mishpat, tells me that he can't do Geiris himself. He's got to be in front of at least one guy. L'chachil, you need three, so it won't be a basin chatzuf. That's what the Tosa Rosh says. The Pasuk Mishpat doesn't teach me I need three. Just teaches me that I have to go in front of at least one man. Why is one man not enough? Because of Beis Din Chatzuf. So the bottom line is that, according to the Tosa Rosh, the Pasuk Shad is that what? Is that, L'maisa, you don't even need a Samach. Okay? You just can't do it yourself.
How does he...
That's his Chiddush. You don't need a Samach. What'd you say? His chiddush is that mishpat echad halacha l'maisa just tells me you need one l'maisa. Let's say Rav Acha b'Rei Ravikin. You could say like Rav Acha b'Rei Ravikin. Chad nami kasher. So let's touch it up. I'll touch it up with this. Tosis says in Yevamos and Memheim and Beis that chad nami kasher is a good for a beis din. So we'll put together the Tosis Rosh here with that Tosis in Yevamos. Chad nami kasher is a good enough beis din. All Mishpat tells me is that you can't do it yourself. You got to be in front of someone else. And one is enough. So Chad Nami Kosher is a din of a beis, which is a big chiddush. Rav Shechter pointed out the Rishash says that Tyson Mem Hei Beis against Tyson Adav Mem Vavam Beis. Remember we said the Rishash said there's a steering in between one Tosa and the next Tosa, the next Daf in Yevamos. But there is a Rishon that said Chad Nami Kosher is a din of a beis din. That's why we want to say the Tosa Rosh says. Okay? And you don't need to have smicha. Halacha l'mais, especially according to many Rishonim said Rav Acha b'Rei Ravikin didn't need smicha. Okay, and then another teretz says, please get it. The Ran in Gittin says that what is the only time you say shlichus ayin? Eli, Gemara says in Baba Kama on Pei Dalet and Beis. When's the only time you say shlichus ayin on something that's a davar shchiach and a chesaron kiss? You need two obligations: davar shchiach and chesaron kiss. Geirus is neither; it's not common. And what else is no momentous involved? It's not common, there's no momentous involved. So how do you say shlichus ayin? So the Ran says, because it's very important to bring, have gerim in. L'hachnis adam tachas kamfe ashinis adif, make chesaron kiss. And he says, don't worry about it. That's why we say shlichus ayin. Even though you don't have a davar shchiach, it's not common. And number two, it's not what? It's not momentous, even. It's so important to have the concept of gerim, shlichus ayin works. Okay, so that answers number 15. Okay, 16. Give two other tirutz of our makabel gerim bizman hazeh. So the Sma says, very similar answer. He just says the following. He just says that only davar shamamon has to be chisaron kiss, but other dinim it's enough that it's common. So therefore, makabel gerim. It's a little bit strange because the Gemara says in Gittin that what gerim is not shkid. The Sma says that he says that gerim is common. It's against the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that the gerim is not common. Koshin Mishmat Siman Al Sifkot and Gimel. And lastly, the Nesivis just says that Shlichus Ayin is D'oraisa. It's a D'oraisa concept. Since it's a D'oraisa concept, that's how we're able to do it, Bizman Hazeh. What about a Chesaron Kiss, Davar Shchiach? Okay, that's my moment, as you could say. You could say like the Ran. It's not really six distinct Terutzim, but it's the basic answer is as follows, L'maisa. And that is, and we'll add one more answer in, is that the Rambam says you don't need Smicha. The Rambam says you don't need smicha. Why don't you need smicha according to the Rambam? Because according to the Rav and the Rambam, what is smicha? License to paskin. They're not paskining at all. Their presence alone is needed. Okay, they have to assess the guy whether he's serious, but that's not a psak. So at the end of the day, l'maisa, those are the different terutzim I want you to give, l'maisa, as to how we're makabel geirus bizman hazeh. Okay? All right. So that answers number 16. Yes, Yosef?
I mean, it's not really a problem that Geirus was Matsui in the Gemara, in the time of the Gemara, and later on, because it depends on the...
Well, in other words, when the Gemara says that Geirus is not Shchiach, that doesn't bother me, because the requirement of Enos Shchiach and Chesaron Kiss will be under the umbrella of Mominus. Geirus is not Mominus anyway.
Fine.
So I'm not bothered by that. That's what you got to say. Okay?
You could also say that it depends on the generation.
It could be, but it's hard to say the Gemara only meant that door. Right. I think the Gemara meant in general, conceptually. I think that's what you'll say. We'll say that that concept of Davar Shchiach and Chesaron Kiss is under the umbrella of Mominus. Geirus is not Mominus anyway. So Shlichus Ayin can be said. Very good. 17. Let's go. What is the status of Shlichus Ayin? Pasha. Three answers. Either it's D'oraisa, D'rabbanan, or a Safek. The Nesiva says that the Shlichus Ayin is D'oraisa. Tosa Shita is that Shlichus Ayin is D'oraisa. Tosa and Yevamos. No doubt.
Nesiva says
D'oraisa. Nesiva says D'oraisa, Siman Al, but we said that's a Tosa and Yevamos. Tyson Yavamas also Shlichus Ayin is D'oraisa. The Rabbanan just didn't want to close the door in front of Geira, but the concept, the status, the tokif, is that it is deraisa. The Rashba says absolutely not. Shlichosai was only derabanan, the whole concept, and the reason why they can get rid of a kedushin, they can force a guy to get again, is based on afkinu. The truth is, the Nachal Yitzchak, Yitzchak Chonon, the bearer of our yeshiva, the Nachal Yitzchak says that Rashi and Gimel Amanav Smashu, that it's a Tekanus Chachamim too. Gimel Amanav Termaskim Meshum. So it could be that Rashba, or Rashi, could be the Rambam we said as well, also hold the Shlichosai as the Rabbanim. Okay? So the Rashba writes, Betherish, that Shlichosai is a Tekanus Chachamim, and the Rabban Alatayr seems to say that it's also a Tekanus Chachamim. The truth is, the if you look in the tour, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, it's Mashmah, this Rabban. What's his Lashon? Darshin the flame of the Adiotus, Anna the Adiotus, Anna the Aina Dayanam in a Torah, El Shlichosai Kamaya Din. Aina Dayanam in a Torah. All Dayanam that sit on Din in Torah nowadays, all the Rabbanim. So it seems like the Rashba, the Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rabban al Torah all say Shlichosai is the Rabbanim. Nesivus and Tais is the Eraisa.
What
stam
shlichos is that?
Shlichos, of course, it's derais. That's a joke. Guys, a bunch of shlichos, the Makadosh woman. Right. This is shlichosai of the rabbanon of today. Our shluchim of the rabbanon of old. That's a different concept. This concept of the rabbanon today being shluchim of the rabbanon of old is that derais of the rabbanon. But of course, shlichos is derais. Regular, the model concept of shlichos. The truth is, if you plug it in, it's a big chiddush because the rabbanon of old has passed away. Can you have shlichos after misa? That's excise. But we don't have to connect it to. That's a whole different shear quality we could give. There is a shiloh where you can't have shlichos sachar misa. The Ksos says, according to Rashi and Rambam, we have. Remember we had that? Shluchos shalom kamosos, the kafa dimyon mamish, that it can exist even after the Mishalech's dead or not. But we don't have to link the two. Okay, who's the one who has a suffix? The Rabban in the Chidushim in Yavamas says he's not sure whether shlichosai is the rest of the Rabbanim. Alatayri says Beferish is the Rabbanim. But in his Chidushim on Shas in Yavamas, he has a suffix, the Rabban. As to whether this is considered to be a deraisa concept or a derabanan concept. If it's a deraisa concept, you understand how they have the power to have a guy give a get. If it's a derabanan concept, you'll have to come on to afkinu. Afkinu l'rabanan kedushin minei. The rabanan can release the kedushin. Okay, that answers 18. 19. What is Tosis? I'm sorry, that answers 17. I'm sorry. 18. Thank you, Eli. What does Tosis ask on the makor? Do you need Dayan and Munkah? That's the Tosis in the bottom. What does Tosfos ask on the bottom of Beis and Beis? The bottom Tosfos, okay? Tosfos asks a very good kasha. Hamaisi says, I don't understand why you need Makoros. What do you need two Makoros for Mumkin? Here, Pinchas, please. Why do you need two Makoros to tell me you need Mumkin? What are the two Makoros? Elohim. And what is the Makor in Gittin? Lifnehem. What do you need two Makoros for? That's Tosfos kasha. Very, very posh. Straight up, okay? Straight up, he says, why do you need two makoros? Elohim by us requires Mumkim Jacob, and what is the Gemara saying? Gittin, Lifnehem, Lonefnehem, Yalkos. What do you need two makoros for? Okay, that's 18. 19. What is the Terutzim of Tosis?
What was the second
Makor? The Makor by us, Stephen, is Elohim. They require Mumkim, and the Makor in Gittin is Lifnehem, the Lonefnehem, Yalkos. Lifnehem meaning Mumkim. So what do you need two distinct makoros for? That's Tosis Kashin. Okay. That's 18, 19. What are the two Terutzim of Tosas? What are the Terutzim? There are two Terutzim of Tosas gives. Number one, Tosas says there are not two Makoros. Lifnei means before whom? Elohim. Lifnei means, I think Lifnei was the beginning of the Perek in Mishpatim, Perek of Beis, and later on Elohim is mentioned. So it's Lifnei, who? The Elohim that's mentioned later. So it's one Makor. That's Tosas. But he says that's against Rashi and Gittin, because Rashi and Gittin says Beferish Lifnei is referring to who? The 70s came in. It wasn't referring to Elohim, and he based in that as Lodoros. So according to Rashi and Gittin, you need another Teretz. What's the other Teretz? So he develops a beautiful Teretz, and he says as follows. He says that when it comes to matters of forcing, of kfiya, when it comes to matters of forcing, the din is, halacha lamaisa, what do you need? When it comes to matters of forcing, you need to have Mumchim, and that's referring to Lifnehem. Matters of forcing, like the Gemara has later on, we'll get to B'ezeshem after the Bechina, things that a Dayan needs. He needs a stick, Lamaisa, he needs the Chalitza, Klei Dayan. So you see, Lifnehem is referring to matters of forcing. Elohim is referring to regular Dinei Torah. So that's why you need two Makaros, because they're two separate tracks. Okay, That was the two terutzim of Tosa. So just make sure that the second terutz you write down was needed, because Rashi and Gittin obviously assumed there couldn't, was not one marker. Elohim was not referring to what? Lifnei was not referring to Elohim, it was referring to the Shivim Skenim. So obviously you're back to the Kashi, there's two makaros. That's what Tosa comes up with, the two terutzim that he says very what? Very beautifully. Okay, fine. That answers number what? That answers 19, 20. What do we add on to the second terutz? We added on to the second terutz as follows. Please get it. That there is a whole mahalach here between the Bach and the Tumim and the Ksos that runs like this. The Bach held that Tosos says for Kfiyah we need Mumchim, but other dinim we do not require Mumchim. Other dinim we don't require Mumchim unless it says Elohim. The only time you need Lamaisa is chutz from dinim that you said. Now, the only time you need kfi is for dayan and mumchim lamaisa. So the tumim, that's how the Bach is masber the taisis. Okay? But the tumim is masber taisis in another manner. He says the only time you require mumchim for kfi is on a din that was established already on previous generations, like forcing a person to give a get. On that lamaisa, you need what kfi befall. But from Elohim, we learn out something that was not ever established before, that you need dayanim that are what? That are smuchim. Okay? So halacha lemaisa, he basically wants to say, halacha lemaisa, according to the tumim basically wants to say that taisis is referring to two types of what? Kfiya. There's a kfiya that was already established that you can do. That was the pasuk lifneim. And then there's other dinim of kfiyah that haven't yet been established before. You need smuchim for that. So the Ksos HaChoshen doesn't hold like this. The Ksos HaChoshen learns like the Bach, which is the simplest reading of the Torah. There are two tracks. There's kfiyah and there's regular din Torah. And the Ksos says, I agree with the Bach. There's just one technical point I want to say on the Bach. When the Bach presents the Shita, Zach, he presents the Shita of being Tosis. But it's really what? What Rashi would say. Not that Tosis said himself. Remember, he was answering for Rashi and Gittin. So he says, I don't like the fact that the Bach presents it as being Shitas Tosis. It's really Tosis speaking for Rashi. So the Bach should have said it's really Shitas Rashi. So that was what we added on, Lamaisa, onto the second terrace. Again, when Tosis says the two tracks, does he mean two tracks, Kfiyah and regular Din? That's what the Bach says. The Tumim says, no, he meant two types of Kfiyah. He meant the kfiya that had already been established in previous doros, like forcing a guy to give a get if he's a bad guy. And then a new din, where you would need kfiya that hasn't been established from before. But how do we know we can do that? Lamaisa, we need what? Elohim. Okay, that's the Ksos says, I agree with the Bach, with that technical point, technical akuda. Why do you present it as being Shittas Tosis? It's Tosis answering for Rashi. Okay? Got it, Ellie? Clear? Okay, good. Tosus doesn't say here by us, right? Tosus doesn't say it. He got his first answer. Correct, right? You have his first answer. Well said. Okay, that's 19.
20.
That was 20. Thank you, Yos. 21. What is the answer of the Chiddush Aran to answer Tosus' kasha?
That was 19.
No. We need 20. We need 20. What do we add on? The Bach, Machleks, the Bach, and the Tumim on the second answer. Okay, the Ksos agrees with the Bach against the Tumim. Okay, what's the answer? 20, we did 19, we did 20, 18, 19, 20, now 21. What's the third to the Chiddush Aran? Chiddush Aran says, why do you need two makaros for a mumchim? Elohim and Lifnehem. So he says like this, very beautifully. He says that the pasuk of Lifnehem tells me that even if there's a kiblu alai, there's still an isser. There's an isser for Adyaltos. Even if the litigants say, we want you, Adyaltos, to judge us, there's still an isser. That's what Lifnehem tells me. And you're pogeying the covenant of the Dayanim HaMumchim for a hedge to do such a thing. That's what Lifnehem teaches me. What does the Din of Elohim teach me? Halacha Lamaisa, from the Erev Parshas, we learn the Iker Din is that you can force a guy Ba'al Korcha Shel Dayanim. Okay? Halacha Lamaisa, from Erev Parshas, we learn that Dayanim HaMumchim can force Ba'al Dinim to come to their judgment, to come to their Din Tayr. Okay? That's how the Chiddush Aran answers.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, he points out that there's sveid in it. Elohim tells me that Dayanim Mumchim can be kofa guys to come to their basement. And the din of what Lifnehem tells me that halacha lemaisa, that even if the baladinim are kiblu alai, they want these Dayanim. But if they're hedyotos, there's an isser. There's mamish and isser. They're over an isser. That's what Lifneim tells me. We said that was against the Ramban al Torah, because the Ramban al Torah said once you do Kibla Olai, there's no problem at all. There's no Isser at all. The Ramban al Torah, Parshas Mishpatim, in Perek Chafal, Pasuk Aleph. Okay? So that's what the Ramban, that's how the Ran wanted to answer the Kasha. Just so we point out, that's against the Ramban al Torah. Okay? Fine. That answers number 21. 22. What's the Machlokas Ksos in the series regarding Kfiya and Mitzvahs? This introduced a whole new topic to us, this talk is about kfiya, coercing. And there's a very important machlokes between the Ksos and the Sivis as to whether the Gemara says in Ksubis and Pevavim, if a guy refuses to shake us, to sit in Sukkah or shake a lulav, we beat him up. Not literally, we said. Maybe the Bismarck Gemara meant literally, but we would never do such a thing nowadays, of course not. But the Gemara's Lashon is kofen oto achetetze nafsho. That's the Lashon HaGemara, okay? We wouldn't do that. Now we're just trying to mechazik people. The Gemara says it beferes ksubis pevavim naf. We force a guy, Yonah, to do mitzvah esek, kfiyah. Question is, do you need a beis din for that? Do you need a beis din for that? So this is a machlokes, the ksos and the nesivis. Halacha lamaisa. So, the ksos and simon gimel sifka naf proves from our tosos, he says from our tosos, that obviously you need a beis din for kfiyah even on mitzvahs. Kfiyah, Elohim. I mean, actually, lifneim was the one. So that's what the Ksos says. Nesiva says, no way. The Nesiva strongly argues in the end of Sifkat Na'alth and says, no way. To Mekai Mitzvahs, that has nothing to do with Basin. That's a din of Arvis. That's a din of Tochacha, of your friend. Allah Kalamaisa. And therefore, according to Nesiva, you do not need a Basin at all to be Kofa a guy on Mitzvahs. Comes along the Ksos in his response, which is called what? Johnny, what's the Sefer called? The Meshovev Nesivas. That was the Ksos himself wrote to respond in the Sivas. He says, you know what? He says to me, Mafresh, a guy from an Isser, from a lav, the guy's eating ham, you don't need a basin. But to force him to do a mitzvah's essay, Stephen, you need a basin. That's the Nesivas response. That's what the Ksos responds back to the Nesivas. Okay? So we wanted to say, so that's the Machloikas, very important Machloikas, guys. Please get it. Between the Ksos and the Sivas in number 22. 23. How are we mazmin this machlokes lefi the sefer Birkas Shai? So the Birkas Shai said beautifully. He said like this. He said, "What's the makor of kfiya in general? What's the makor of kfiya in general?" So according to the Nesivis, it comes from the concept, and this is what the Nesivis holds. It comes from Tochacha and Arvis. It says Tochech Hasami Secha. There's a din of rebuking your friend if you see he's doing an aveira. And then we gave a whole shir, if you remember, on Arvis, that Arvis is that if you had the ability and you didn't, God forbid, you're nitpas v'avon, you're subsumed under the sin, if you had the ability to rebuke him, called Yisrael al-Regim Zebezeh, we had an Armasechta, the two Mokoros, Chav Zayinam Ez v'Koshalish V'Achiv, and Mem Gimlam Ez Hanistaros L'Hashem and Yilas, right, remember we said that? That in the Gemara, the notion of Arvis is in the realm of aveiras. The Rishonim expanded to mitzvahs. How do you know you could go to the hospital and then rush on afternoon and blow shofar for patients if you were yotz in the morning? Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh, Rashi says. They expanded it to mitzvahs. But in the Makoros and the Shas, it's only by Averis. So Hochacha and Arvis are hand in hand. Hochacha is the action to rebuke a guy. And if you don't, you're responsible. So says the Nesivis, that's the Makor, Eli, for Kfiyah. That has nothing to do with the Beis Din. That's what the Birkas Shai writes. That has nothing to do with Beis Din. That has nothing to do with Beis Din. The Pasuk says any individual has a responsibility to rebuke his friend. It has nothing to do with Beis Din. That's why the Nesiva says, based on the Makor, the Parsha of Kfiyah is Hochacha. Has nothing to do with Beis Din. The Mele, Kofan al Mitzasese, doesn't need a Beis Din at all. Says the Birkas Shai, the Ksos responds, no. The Ksos holds not that way. The Ksos holds Al Pi Din. The Ksos holds Al Pi Din. That the makor of kfiya is from the parsha of shotu v'shotu tikkun chamchos harecha. There's a Rashi later on that zayinam anaf that the police officers have to implement what the beis din does, and if that's the makor of kfiya, then that applies even to mitzvah sase, and that comes from where beis din. So therefore, the crux of the machloik is to Niksos and Nesivus is what's the makor? What's the parsha that's the makor for kfiya in general? Is it hochacha? Then you don't need a beis din. Or is it shoftim shortu titachom hasharecha? That talk is a beis din, and the mail you have to have a beis din even for mitzvah sase. I don't think we mentioned, but lamaisa. I think we did mention, but I just saw it today. Chazaring that there is a big machloikis if a get is given Baal Korcha. Let's say a get's given Baal Korcha. Halacha l'maaseh. Because Mara said, I was one of the charam and the Rabbeinu Gershom. You know, the three charam and Rabbeinu Gershom. A guy can't divorce his wife against her will. A guy can't marry two wives. And a third one is, can't open someone's mail. The three haram and Rabbeinu Gershom made. No, Rabbeinu Gershom more agol. So bizman hazeh, if a guy would divorce his wife against her will, do you need a beis din? Remember we had a whole discussion whether a get needs a beis din? What if you do it against her will? See, forcing a guy to give the get, that the Gemara says you need a beis din. What about giving the get against her will? Which is good, minat Torah, which is against the Kerem Rabbeinu Gershom. So the Beis HaLevi says, you need a beis din. In the end of Chelek Aleph Betshuvos, Sof Tshuvah Bei, Gimel. And the Oneg Yontif says not that way. And Simon Kufnun Hey, Dimaskal Fizeh, he says, you don't need a beis din if he's giving it Baal Korcha. So you can just get that Derech Agav. That's really not Kfiya Shreb. It's forcing him against her will to give the get. Okay, Beis HaLevi said you need a beis din, Oneg Yontif says you don't need a beis din. Okay, anyway, you can't. You shouldn't do it because the Rabbeinu Gershom says a cherem. There's a whole discussion that Ksos Not Beauty. If a guy tried to divorce his wife against her will through a shliach, you say ain't shliach d'var aveiri. And then the whole thing is not chal. According to one day in Taisa Bob Metzia Daf Yud, 2 days in Taisa and Bob Metzia Daf Yud and Beis, whenever you say ain't shliach d'var aveiri, the whole thing go up, gefreg. And it's not even chal. Okay. Fine. So that answers number what? Number 23. And lastly, number 24. And then we'll get to Shir 3 Viz Hashem. What do we say in the name of the Rav Legabe Tochacha? What was the Rav's chiddush? Okay, about tochacha. So we said, the Rav said, there are two reasons why we give tochacha. One is to stop a guy from sinning, number one. Simply, minia sachei, you want him to stop sinning and tell him it's wrong. Number two is, the Rav said beautifully, that it's protesting kavod shamayim. It's protesting to protect kavod shamayim. It's not proper for you to sit back and a guy to do an aveira and you say nothing. Now, what type of aveira, we said? There is a principle called Mutav Shishogigin, Valyu Mizinu. Beyed Aflamen Amar Aleph. You see a guy doing a Veir and he's Shogig, let him be Shogig, don't tell him. If you tell him and he still does a Yonah, he'll do it B'mezi, so don't tell him. What's the exception to that rule? The Rush quotes a Baal Iftar. If the Aver is Mefurish, Bekra. The Ramah quotes an Ibbos Yom Kippur. If the Aver is Mefurish, Bekra, you got to get up and tell him. You got to tell him. It's wrong. We said that ushering in Yom Kippur early. Allah Lamaisa, don't say a word to people. They eat and eat till the last moment before Yom Kippur. Don't tell them anything. Machaber has the women do it, but men do it just the same. Ramah has the women do it. Everyone does it, Lamaisa. So if they're not going to listen, don't say a word. Because Tosefus Yom Kippur is not Mefurish. But something that's Mefurish, you got to tell them. Why? Why must you tell them it's Mefurish Makros, Stephen? Two reasons, the Rav said. Number one, Mr. Bruce says, according to the Rashba, the stomach's b'mezid. We said, nowadays, though, people, there are many of them haven't heard of shotness. That's Mefurish Bakra. So the Rav said a different svara. When you do an Aveira, there's an element and a degree of rebellion against Hashem. When you do an Aveira that's Mefurish Bakra, the rebellion is on the highest point, the Richter scale. And therefore, you better get up and say something that it's wrong. I don't care whether he's going to listen to you or not. That's what it means, protecting Kavod Shamayim. So let's chaz over this answer. The Rav said there's two reasons why you do Ochacha. One is to stop the guy from sinning. The number two is protecting Kavod Shamayim in a case where the Aver is Mefurish Bekra. Because you don't say the cloud, Mutav Shishogin Ayu Mizidim. Because it's Mefurish Bekra. Either because Mr. Bruce says it's in Rashba, you assume it's B'mezin. But we said nowadays there are Yidim that don't know Averis that are Mefurish Bekra. So the Rav said no, because there's a level of rebellion that's so bad. Remember that? Therefore, you got to tell them no matter what. So please get that chiddush to the Rav. The two svar is why we do Ochacha. Allah Lamaise. Remember, we brought it. We'll get to that later in the year, Bez Hashem, about Atam Ochacham. But that's the reason why Atam Ochacham needs Asra. Why does Atam Ochacham need Asra? What's the whole point of Asra? Kei lahafkin ben shogim amazing. Atam Ochacham knows the dinim. What do you need Asra for? Because it puts them on a high level of Chumras Aveira. When you do an Aveira after you've been warned, Jeremy, that's such a chutzpah against Hashem. For that, you'll get a punishment. You can only get punished by Beis Din when you reach that level of a rebellion. And that's only after you've been given Hasra. That's exactly the same Svar the Rav saying here. by Tochach. The Rav said the same thing by Asra. When we get to it, there's a shir. Okay, let's get to shir number three. Let's go, guys. Number one. Okay. Now we move more towards Vezim and Vez, to Gimel and Alf now, towards the top. What is the reason why we have to interrogate witnesses? Plain and simple. Gabi, you with me? What's the reason why we have to be Choker Aid? What's the reason why you need Chakiris? What's the purpose for it? For what reason at all? So we basically said there's one main reason, and there's a few other side, there's two other side reasons I want you to know. The main reason, the Nebuki Yosef quotes on Lamed Bezim and Bey, Thirmas Nemucharin, and the Shach quotes in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Lamed Gimel Sifkot, and Tet Zayin, is the Gemara in Mem Alef Amed Bezim. Every Eidus that comes into Bezim must be Eidus Atayachal Azima. That is, you need checks and balances. You have to be able to catch the guys at their Zolomim. How do you do that? You ask the seven questions. They were in Los Angeles, they weren't in New York. So in other words, every Eidus must be able to be catchable through Hazama. Eidus Atayachal Azima. So Drisha Mechira is required in order to make the Eidus Atayachal Azima. That is the key reason. Then we added on B and C, 2 and 3. And that is the Sefer HaChinuch, and it's as Tov Samach Gimel says, we want to get to the truth. It's a very serious endeavor here. We could kill a person that's really innocent, or we could give money to Mr. X when he's really not deserving of it. So we want to make sure the Emes. How do we get to the Emes? We make sure the Edom are telling the truth. And that's how you have Drisha V'Chakir. That's number 2. And number 3 is the Note of Yehuda in the Tshuvas. He says that if we find a steer between the two Edim, we'll throw out the Edus. So we need to what? Technically ask them questions. We take each witness into a separate room. Then we'll compare their testimonies. And then if we find a contradiction, we'll throw out the testimony. So again, it's striving for the Emes, but he specifies specifically to find Hachasha, and then we'll nullify their Edus. Okay, that answers 1. 2. What are the 7 Chakiras that we ask, and what does the Minchas Shinuch add? Let's get them, guys. Okay? Number 1. Which year is it in the sabbatical cycle? There's a 7-year cycle. Shavua means a 7-year cycle. Number 1. Number 2, we ask them. I'm sorry. Number 1 is, which 7-year cycle are we in? Number 2, which year in that 7-year cycle? Number 3, what month?
What does the first one mean?
The first one is there, let's say, 47 cycles. 7 times 7 is 49. Which 7-year cycle are we in the century, let's say?
What does that have to do with the Quran, though?
Because we want to pin down specifically what we're talking about. Maybe it's a different year completely. Maybe it's a different year. So maybe the second year of a different cycle. So which year, which cycle, number 1. Number 2, which year in that cycle. Number 3, which month in that year. Number 4, which Kama B'Chodesh, right? Which day in the month? Number 5, which day of the week? Right? Was it Monday or Tuesday? Number 6, what hour? And number 7, what place? So those are the 7 questions. And the Minchas Shinuch just points out beautifully, he says that first question is only when Beis Din is counting Yovel and Shemitah, when everyone knows what 7-year cycle we're in. But in Bayis Sheni, and after the Churban, where it was hard to calculate the Yovel and exactly the years, they wouldn't ask that first question. But that's no big deal, because the purpose is to be able to determine whether it's Eidus, She'ata Yochol, Lazima. And therefore he says that we do the best we can. So you ask as many questions as you can to be able to make sure that it's they're catchable by Zomim. But if it's impossible to ask one of the questions, no big deal. It's my speak to be Choker what you can be Choker. That's what the Minchas Shinuch says. Yes, Steve?
What's the 7th question?
7th question, which place? Which place was it? Was it New York? Was it Los Angeles? Times Square? You know, thing, to be specific. Okay, that answers number 2. So we said in the Gemara that Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos require Drisha V'Chakira, and the Gemara relaxed the requirement by Dinei Mamonos, Kedei Shelo Tinol Delis, Bifnei what? Bifnei Lamed. So Mamonos, you don't need Drisha V'Chakira. You got me? Mamonos, you don't require Drisha V'Chakira, because Kedei Shelo Tinol Delis, Bifnei Lamed. Fine. However, are there exceptions to the rule that there is a requirement of Drisha V'Chakira? And we said, yes, there is. So let's list them. Number 4. No, first of all, number 3. Ma din shal dayin merumah. Dayin merumah means a tricky guy. that the litigants, one of the litigants is a tricky guy, and he senses it, the dayan, that this guy's a faker. So the Gemara writes on Lamed Beis and Beis the name of Papa, that if the dayanim recognize that the guy is a faker, and they think he's up to no good, so the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk and the Siman Lamed Sefal that you can require Yishuv Chakira in a case of dayan meruma or din meruma, however you want to say it, din meruma. Maybe it's better pronounced din meruma. I wrote dayan, but I think it's din meruma. You know that the litigant is a tricker and a faker. So even though dinim mamas don't require Yishuv Chakira, I can say, listen, I smell something bad in this case. I know he's a tricker. Blitz required Yishuv Chakira. What is the case of, that's three, four. What is the din of Yishuv Chakira by Kiddush HaChodesh and by Eidus Isha? Oh. By Kiddush HaChodesh, we all know Eidim come in and testify. We're not tonight's Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow and Friday's Rosh Chodesh. Today's Yom Kippur Kotten. So what is the din? The din is that Kiddush HaChodesh, Eidim come in and testify, they saw the new moon. Beis Din says, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Do you need Yishuv Chakira in there? So here there's a machloik, it's what the pshat in the Rambam is. The Tumim in Siman Lamed claims that the Rambam does not require Yishuv Chakira by Kiddush HaChodesh. Because Halacha L'mais, the whole point of Kiddush HaChodesh is what? Is in order to what? Eidim Zomim, right? There is no concept of Eidim Zomim by Kiddush HaChodesh. What are you going to do? What are you going to zap back to them? The moon in their backyard? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. The whole point of Eidim Zomim is to give back what they want to dish out. It doesn't make any sense by Eidim Zomim, by Kiddush HaChodesh. So he says there's no such din of Yishuv Chakira. The Tumim says Pshat Narama. Comes along and the Chassidim says, I beg to differ. He says that it's a Gzeiras HaKasev, Yishuv Chakira. Usually it's because of Eidus Shetach HaLazima, but it's not always. And therefore we require it here, Halacha L'maaseh. And he says that's what he claims the Rambam holds as well, Halacha L'maaseh. So it's a Machlokes, Tumim and Minchas Chinuch, what the Pshat Narama is. Does the Rambam require Yishuv Chakira by what? By Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? And then, Eidus Isha. What does Eidus Isha mean? What does Eidus Isha mean? Eidus Isha is testimony that a husband is dead and don't allow a woman to remarry. Do you need Yishuv Chakira on Eidus Isha? So this is a Machlokes Tanoim, the end of Yevamos. Okay? So Machlokes Tanoim, the end of Yevamos. And Rabbi Kiva and Reb Tarfon say, Halacha L'maaseh, that since there's a ksuba involved, it's like Dinim Amanus. And by dinim amanus, you don't require Yishuv Chakira. That's what the Gemara says in the end of Yevamos, Kuf Chav Beis Mebeis, in the name of Rabbi Kiva of Tarfon, against the Chacham. The Chacham say you need it, and Rabbi Kiva of Tarfon say you do not. And the Tosos Chamni Kamai we saw inside says the halacha is Ein Bodkin. We're Mekel by Eidus Isha. We're always Mekel. You know, Mishumiguna Kilebe Rabbanan. We allow a testimony of a woman, an Evid. So too here, Halacha L'maaseh, we don't require Yishuv Chakira. Wow. Come and happen to argue and say, no, it's like Dini Nefashos, Johnny. Why is it like Dini Nefashos? Because if her husband's still alive and she remarried, she would be over Eidus Isha. So come require it. Question is, how do you categorize Eidus Isha? Is it like Mominus or is it like Nefashos? If it's like Mominus, you don't require it. If it's like Nefashos, you require it. Okay.
The Mominus is with the Ksuba?
Yeah. The Mominus is the Ksuba element, absolutely. Okay. Question is, what's your focal point? The focal point is the Mominus, that the Ksuba, or the focal point is the fact that she get remarried could potentially be nefashos. Okay. That answers number what? Number four. Five. What about Avis on Kedushin and Znus, God forbid? What about Avis on Kedushin? That a couple's married. You require Yishuv Chakira. So this is a very big machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashba, that Halacha L'maaseh, you don't require it. They got rid of it, Halacha L'maaseh. So Eidei Kedusha is like Dini Mominus, and therefore, Halacha L'maaseh, he says that you don't need Yishuv Chakira, okay? However, if in fact L'maaseh, they start playing games, and there's a contradiction, L'maaseh, that they're fighting whether they're married or not, okay, then in that case, there's something up. It's like Din Meruma, and we would require Yishuv Chakira. But Mi'ikra Din, the Rashba and the Ramah Paskin, the Eidus of Kedusha does not require Yishuv Chakira, unless there's some dispute going on there. And the Ritva and Yevamos, which we did inside, says not that way. He says, Halacha L'maaseh, that the truth of the matter is, and he points this out very interestingly, he says it's a Machlokes and Tanoim, as to whether you need Trishim Chakir or not. And he says that Rabbi Kiva of Tarfon hold that Lamaisa, it's like getting the Kedushin. Lamaisa, getting Kedushin don't require Trishim Chakira. And he says the Halacha Lamaisa, since it's the Ksuba is the Iker, the Ksuba is Halacha Lamaisa tells me you don't need what? You don't need Trishim Chakira, also by Kedushin as well.
So why is the Ritva Cholik?
So the Ritva says there are Tanoim that say you do require, because why? It's Dini Nefashos. It's a Shail of Nefashos. And according to the Chachamim, you need Dini Nefashos.
He's all in Chachamim, not ready.
No, so the Ritva, what I'm saying is that the Ritva Paskin, so Lachal Omaisa, that even Midiraisa, on a Diraisa level, you shouldn't need Drishim Chakira, because we only do Ndavar Davar Mimaman on a Davar Shemirva. And he claims that what? This is considered to be what? We focus on it being Dini Mamun, so you don't require it. So you see, according to what? So
why is he Cholik on the Rashba then?
No, because what I'm saying is that Mi'ikar Adin, right? And that's what the Miri says. Eidei Kedusha doesn't need Jishu Chakir, even Bedin Meruva. Even when there's a Machlaikis. You see, at least according to the Shita of the Rashba, if there's something fishy here and there's a Machlaikis, you would require it Halach Lamaisa, Jishu Chakir. Oh. And that, the Ritfos is not true. On that, the Ritva says, Halacha Lamaisa, you wouldn't even need Jishu Chakira. Because the focal point is Mamanus, and that's it, and finished. So it's Ksuba, and that's it. So don't treat it like it's a Din Meruma. It's not a Din Meruma. Okay, so that's a Machlaikis. And the last thing is, what about Znus? Let's get to the last Nakuda on this question. What about Znus, God forbid? A married woman that's Mizana.
That's the next question.
They're Edom. No, that's in the same question. Al Znus. Edus HaKadushim Al Znus. On Znus, do you need Jishu Chakira? So Taisa says later on, we'll get to it, Bezhashem, on Chesem and Beis, that you do need Yishu Chakira to create an Isra on her husband. You do need it. Okay? So to review that question, Lamaisa.
The last of the Ritva was not the Znus?
No, the last of the Ritva is on Kedushin. Edus of Kedushin. Edus on Kedushin, we said. Right? To be made that there's Kedushin. If there's a dispute whether one says we did get married, the other one says you don't need married, do you need it or not? So we said, according to the Sheet of Rashba, you do need it. The Ramon Paschal said, Ritva said, no, it's always momentous. Always momentous, no matter what. Even if there's a dispute, forget about it. You don't need Yishu Chakir. Done. That's what the Miri said to Feirish. We don't treat it like Din Merum. Din Momentous. Ksuba is the Iker. We don't hold like the Chum that Din Nefashos. Okay? Edus and Kedusha. Are they married or not? Then the other Nakud is Nus. You have Edim that are Mizana. If you have Edim that say that she was Mizana, do you need Yishu Chakir? So the Toys and the Bay says you need. Okay. That answers 5, 6. Let's go, guys. What are the two? Give two reasons why Hodos Vavos do not need Mumkin. Plain and simple. What are the two reasons why they do not need Mumkin? Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Tain Shneit Hodos Vavos Lo Tzrichin Mumkin. Okay. So what is the pshat here? Lamaisa, that we're saying that what? We're saying that they don't need Mumkin. Okay? What are the two reasons why they don't need Mumkin for? Okay? Odos of Oz don't need Mumkin. Okay? Give two reasons. Halach Lamaisa. We actually have 4. What's the issue at hand here? And we stress this. We discussed many times the topic of Shlichusai. Right? Shlichusai doesn't appear once in Akamar. It appears in Gittin. It appears in Baba Kama, Gittin Pei Chesam Beis, Baba Kama Pei Dalam Beis. I mean, what's the reason? What is the reason? So, our Gemara says because of Ne'ilas Delis. Okay? Our Gemara says because of Ne'ilas Delis. And what is the Gemara saying? Gittin? Shlichusai. How do these two jive? That was the steer in Gemara's that we had. Okay? That is the problem. That's going to entail the answers now for 6 and 7. Okay? How do these two sugyas square with one another? Our Gemara mentions Shlichusayu. Our Gemara doesn't mention Shlichusayu. The Gemara Gittin Baba Kama mentions Shlichusayu. How do these two exist? Okay, those are the two reasons given why Hodos Vavos do not require what? Do not require Mumkin. Okay? Is it because of Kadesh Lotinel does what they love in Eli? Or is it because of Shlichusayu Kavdin? Yes? Okay. So how do these square? So we have 4 different answers to try to square this halacha lamaisa. Okay, so let's get it. Okay, we got it. That's the dilemma here. Okay. So Rashi says like this on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi on Yud Gimel Amid Beis says that our Mishnah distinguishes between Hodos, Ovos, and Gzeres Chobos, talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there are Mumchim. There are Mumchim in Eretz Yisrael, of course. So by Hodos, Ovos, they said you don't need Mumchim because of Nilus Delis. But in Bavel, there are no Mumchim at all. So therefore, Hedyotos can do everything as long as it's Shchich and Chisar Kis based on what principle? Shlichus Sayu. So that's how you solve the theory. Our Gemara is only referring to Mishnah talking about Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Armumchim exists. So they said, okay, Hodos Vavals, because of borrowing, we don't want to close the door. You don't need to have Mumchim. But in Bavel, there's no Mumchim at all. So you need them to do everything. How do they do everything? Shlichus Sayu. As long as it's immediately Shchich and Chisar Kis. That's Rashi. Zach Klor? That's Rashi.
Wait, no, but that doesn't answer why Hodos and Avos don't need
Mumchim. Sure it does. They relaxed it.
The second part?
Our Gemara. Our Gemara is dealing with Mishnah, which is talking about Eretz Yisrael, where there are Mumchim.
Right.
So they relaxed it only by Hodos and Avos, because they didn't want to close the door in front of borrowers.
Right, so what does the second part have to do with
it? The second answer of Shlichus Sayu is needed for Bavel. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about Bavel. Our Gemara is talking about Eretz Yisrael.
You don't need Mumchim.
Exactly. But Shlichus Sayu covers what? You don't need Mumchim in Hodos Vavos and also Gzeles Chabos, as long as it's common. And Chisar and Kis. Let's start again, Rudy. Okay, let's get this. Okay, what these four, these two questions, or four answers, are trying to solve the problem why we do not need Mumchim for Hodos Vavos. Our Gemara said Kedeshul Dinos Mev Lavin. The Gemara Gittin says Shlichus Sayu. Stira, two distinct reasons. Rashi just solved that. Our Gemara is dealing with Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there are smuchim. There are mumchim. So they said for Hodos Vavos, okay, we don't require it because we don't want to close the door. But in Bavel, there's no mumchim at all. So they need to do something more powerful. Therefore, we invoke Shlichus Sayu. Shlichus Sayu works as long as it's something that's common in Chisar and Kis. That's how Rashi solves it. Okay. Number two, Tosfos solves it right there on Gimel and Aleph, the second Tosfos, in the name of the Yesh Beforshim. He says beautifully. He says a very beautiful answer.
Is it our Tosfos or
Artosis. Artosis, right here on the Daf. Tosfos says that Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalos. What does Gzelis Al Yedei Chabalos mean? You beat up a guy, God forbid, and then you steal his property. That needs Mumchim. That needs Mumchim. That's the only time you need Mumchim. All other dinim avodas hedyotos are enough. And that's exactly what the Gemara means in Gittin. The Gemara means in Gittin, it says that you only things that are shchiach and chisar and kis is shlichus sayu. So in other words, according to Tosfos, the whole chiluk of gzeilas ayidei chabalos that needs Mumchim is only gzeilas ayidei chabalos. All other dinim avodas, it's enough to have what? It's enough to have hedyotos. That's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Sanhedrin, right by us, Beferish. He says Beferish, beautiful. So it comes out of Lachal HaMaisa that we thought we had a what? We thought we had a stira. Gzeilas Ayidei Chabalos is the only time that you need what? Gzeilas Ayidei Chabalos is the only time you need Mumchim. You really don't need Mumchim for anything else. Shlichus Sayu covers it. Lachal HaMaisa. Shlichus Sayu covers it. It's fine. No problem at all. Okay? We never said that what? We never said that you needed it. Allah Almighty needed Mumchim. Never said that you needed it. Okay? So that's the Tosfos.
Our Gemara is Gzeilas Chabalos.
What'd you say?
Okay.
So Tosfos really doesn't really comment on Nilus Delis. So the Chiddush Yaron asks on Tosfos. And he says, when it comes to what? L'inyan Mumchim, L'maisa, don't tell me you need two reasons. Right? Because this is what the Ron... No. This is on the second reasoning. The Ron asks on Tosfos. And he says, regarding Drisha v'chakira, it's enough the time of what? Nilus Delis. So why is it not enough the time that you know the Mumchim? Basically, what the Ron asks on Tosfos, you haven't solved our Gemara. You haven't solved our Gemara. You just explained that Shlichus Sayu works for all types of dinim avodos, except for Gzeilas Ayidei Chabalos, which is so uncommon. Right? When you punch a guy and steal his property. But Shlichus Sayu covers all the other tastes. Fine. But you haven't been mazvar our Gemara, Kadesh Shlichus Delis. Chiddush Yaron basically says, you didn't touch our Gemara. And don't tell me you need two reasons. Ain't Lomar Lini Mumchim, you need two reasons. Because Drishus Chakira was relaxed with Nilus Delis. Nilus Delis should also tell me why you don't need Mumchim. Why is our Gemara not enough of a reason? You ignored our reason. But nonetheless, that's the Tosfos in the Chiddush Yaron. That answers number 6, 7. Give two other reasons now, guys. while those of us don't need munkin. Oh. So, Lamaisa, but before we go on to that, let me just answer. How do we answer Tosis? You guys remember? The Pnei Shlomo answered Chiddush Yaron's Kasha on Tosis. And he said very beautifully. He said this, basically like this. He said that Timon Dels with the Lovin is within Hefker Bez and Hefker. Hefker Bez and Hefker, Halach Lamaisa, is done. Halach Lamaisa, he says, you need to have what? You need to have people that have the ability to do it. Bezin can judge, even though Shalom Alpi didn't Tyra, and give the money who they want, if they're Munchen. But people that are Munchen don't have the koch to do that. That's why you need Shlichus Sayu. So the Pnei Shlomo wanted to solve Tosis. How does he save Tosos? Solve him and save him. How does he solve him and save him? You're right, Shlichus Sayu is a mechanism. But what's the mechanism? How does it work? Midin, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Normally only Munchen could do Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, not regular guys. Shlichus Sayu elevates these the Hedyotos to invoke the din of what? Hefker isn't Hefker. So don't tell me that Tosis forgot our Gemara. He has our Gemara in the background. Because you have to read the Gemara and Gittin in light of our Gemara. Remember that's the way we said it? The mechanism of Shlichus Ayo is based on Hefker isn't Hefker. You got me, Ben? So don't tell me that Tosis forgot our Gemara. Kidei Shildin Lestel if they love it is the anchor. Hefker isn't Hefker anchors Shlichus Ayo. It elevates them. You read them all together as one. Okay, so the answer is 6. 7. Give two other reasons. Halacha l'maisa. Give two other reasons to solve this problem. Okay. The Ron himself said beautifully. There's Mammon and there's Isser.
Is this another question or is it?
No, this is the same. This is the same. 7. 7. This is their four approaches to answer this theory, we said, Johnny. Four approaches to answer this theory. The Chiddush Yaron says there's Mammon and there's Isser. And he says that Lamaisa, the two Gemaras are dealing with two different things. The Gemara in Gittin is dealing with the Isser of Lichtham Blom Theodiotus. How do you get out of that problem? Shlichus Sayu. They were moch on their cover. Shlichus Sayu takes care of the Isser. Our Gemara is talking about Mikra Din. Mikra Din means Hefker Bezen Hefker. Nilas Delis is the mechanism that allows Hedyotos. That's it. Our Gemara is Koshin Mishpat. Nilas Delis, Hefker Bezen Hefker, the Gemara Gittin is dealing with the Isser, Shlichus Sayu solves that problem. Okay.
What is Argamar?
Argamar is the Mammonis. Argamar is the Mammonis. The Mammonis. So you have the Mammonis, right? The Hefker Bezen Hefker, right? You have this din of Hefker Bezen Hefker, based on traditional duels they love it. But you still have an Isser of the same moment as the Adyotos. So therefore, what's the answer? The answer is that based on Shlichus Sayu. You got me, Ellie? Hefker Bezen Hefker is the Mammonis. The mechanism of Mammonis, but it's still an Isser. You can't go in front of a Bezen of Hedyotos. How do you solve that? Shlichus Sayu Kovdin. Yeah? You got me?
Who says it's the Ran?
The Ran. The Chiddushi HaRan himself. That's the third Mahalach. And lastly, the fourth Mahalach is the Ksos HaChoshin. What does the Ksos HaChoshin write? He says that there's a historical answer. We're dealing with two different stages. In the times of the Mishnah, which is our Gemara, Munchen existed big time. And therefore, if someone had money stolen, the Nigzal would go out of his way to find a Munchen. But by Hodos Volvos, they wanted to relax that, and therefore they said you could go to a Hedjit. But after the times of the Mishnah, there were no Munchen at all around. And the Chum needed to get rid of the din of Munchen completely, and therefore, Halacha L'maisa, our Gemara is talking about Zman the Mishnah where they're Munchen, so only got rid of it based on Hodos Volvos. That's Nihilus Delis. The Gemara Gittin is a later time in history, right? Torah Mada, right? Torah Mada in history, right? Jewish history. He's already designed Jewish history now, okay? 3 credits, right? You get 3 credits of Shir plus 3 credits of a new Kiddush to tell the registrar. 6 credits of A, right? 6 credits of A. 3 for Shir and 3 for Jewish history. Based on what? The Ksos HaChoshin. The Ksos HaChoshin, it's not me, it's the Ksos. Our Gemara is talking the Mishnah. The Mishnah, there were still Munchen around. So those of us, they said, you know what? Kadesh Lothin was really lovely. Fine. Hedyot is enough. But later, the Gemara Gittin is talking about, well, there are no Munchen around at all. They need Shlichus Sayu. That's why it says Shlichus Sayu. It's Chesaron Kis and it's good. So that's like Sosa's answer. Okay? Very good. So that answer is number 7. Please get that, guys. We stressed this a lot. We talked a lot about Shlichus Sayu, but the Gemara by us never once mentions it. So that's what the Rishonim are dealing with. These are 4 approaches that we have. and the Ksos HaChayshin as well. Okay, let's go to number 8. That's 7. 8. Okay, the top Tosis. Tosis asks, what was the makor that we required Yishuv Chakira by Tafashis and Mominus? You guys tell me. What's the makor the Gemara says? Mishparecha. Well, with the Gemara, Baal Peor. Mishparecha. Tosis, what do you need Mishparecha? Just learn from Edim Zomim. Edim Zomim can be a case of Nefashis and Mominus, right? What do you got to get fancy with Mishparecha? Just ask from Edim Zomim. I can give you a case of Edim Zomim and Mominus and Nefashis, right? Tepuklei, let that be the marker. That's the top Tosis in Gimel Amud Aleph. You got me, Ellie? It's a great kasha Tosis. Okay. So what's the answer? What's the answer of Tosis? So Tosis says, I'll tell you, because if it wasn't for Mishparecha, I would not apply Yishuv Chakira to all Dinei Mominus. I would only leave it by Edim Zomim. Why? Why would I only leave it by Edim Zomim? So the Tosis HaRosh says, because, you know, they're obviously being contradicted. One set said there was a murder in New York City, 11 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And the other set says you were with us in L.A. So since something's up here, so we required Yishuv Chakira only there. We added on, if you remember, that we said according to the Gemara Baba Kama, Machlis Rabban Abaye, when you catch someone as being Edim Zomim, when are they possible from? Let's say they testified in April, and we catch them in Zomim in July. And they testified in like 20 cases between April and July. Do we possible all those cases? Do we say Lemafrehu Nifsel, like Abaye? Or do we say only Mikan Lahavo apostle like Rava from July on? Machlokin in the Gemara, Abaye Varava, who do we normally pass like in Shas? Machlez Abaye Rava, Rava, except Yal Kagam. This is one of the exceptions. The Ayin in Yal Kagam is Eid Zomim. So we have an apostle like Abaye, you throw them out completely. Okay? But what's the rationale of Rava that you only pass them from July? You remember? Because we said Eid Zomim was a Chid issue. How do you know the second set's right? How do you know the second set's right? Maybe the first set's right. That's Chiddush HaTorah. What do we say Chiddush said? Rav Shechter Shlita always teaches us. Tyson Yavama Zayin Manav Dabra Soser Saklal. Something that contradicts, goes against the grain. It's novel. So Ein Lecha Bo Al Chiddush. We always limit a Chiddush to where it's at. Eid Zomim, maybe the whole institution is a Chiddush. Since the whole institution is a Chiddush, maybe that's why it wouldn't be a good what mucker. We limit Yishuv Chakira only to Edim Zomim if you try to learn out from Edim Zomim. Because the whole institution is a Chiddush. We question maybe Abaye holds it's not a Chiddush. Remember, because we passed like Abaye. Remember, we said the Rabban on the Torah did give a Svara? What was the Svara? Why you believe the second set over the first? Because what is Hachasha? Hachasha is when they're contradicting. Did it happen or not? Hazama is not that. The second set is attacking the Edim, not the Edus. It's like they're saying they're Mechal Shabbos. It's like they're saying they're Mechal Shabbos or they're Menoafim. They say, you were with us in L.A., you weren't with us in New York. Maybe there was a murder in Times Square. We don't know that. But you certainly didn't see it. So maybe there's a bit of a Svara. So maybe Abaye holds it's not a Chiddush. That's a question, Machlokes in the Gedolei Achronim, whether Abaye holds Edim Zomim is a Svara or is it a Chiddush too as well. Okay, but we added on one more Nakuda. Please get it. The Note of Yehuda. Oh, the Note of Yehuda said very beautifully, he said that Tosus means like this. Which is more chomer, Mammon or Knas? Which is more chomer, guys, Mammon or Knas? Mammon. If you admit to Mammon, you got to pay. By Knas, Mammon, by Knas is Potter. And what does the Gemara say by Edim Zomim and Bezim and Bezim Makis? You guys remember, according to Rabbi Akiva, Edim Zomim is a Knas. So maybe you require Yishuv Chakira on what? On a Dover Kal, on a category that's Kal, like what? Like Knas. Knas is a category that's Kal. Maybe only there you require Yishuv Chakira. But other Mominus, which is more Chomer, maybe you wouldn't, maybe what? Maybe Allah HaMaisa, it might be different. And that's what he's saying. Edim Zomim, you find, that's my Dover Knas. But charged in the Mominus, which is not a Knas, are much more Chomer. And if they're much more Chomer, then we shouldn't require Yishuv Chakira. We want to nail the guy. Requiring Yishuv Chakira makes it hard to nail the guy. If it's more chomer of a category, you want to nail the guy. So don't require it. So maybe by a category that's kal like Knas, the svar is we require Yishuv Chakira because the category is more kal. But a category that's more chomer like Mominus, maybe what? Maybe you wouldn't require it. That's exactly why Tais says that Ein Zomim would not be a good marker. That's why I need Mishparecha. Okay? That's how the Lord of Yudah was mazbe the Taisus. Because the Gemara says later on, Amem HaMebeis, that a din chomer, yafshar limo medin kal, the drishim chakir. If drishim chakir is needed by a category that is what? That is considered to be what? Kal, you can't transfer over to a category that's more chomer. And in this category, in this landscape, mamun is more chomer than knas. Raya Uri? What's the raya that mamun is more chomer than knas? Hodah! If I admit that $100, I'm chayiv. In motive because I admit that I'm a galaf, I'm putter from kefil, I'm chayiv and karen. Okay? Everyone got that? That's a very important akuda.
I don't know if Yekiva and Makos says that.
It's a knas.
Is that everyone holds like that?
Yeah, but we accept that. That's what his work seems that way. That's what he's working with, okay? That's what he's working with, halacha l'maaseh. That's what he works with, that particular din. Interesting din. They bring up the Rama passes like that, Beferish, okay? Johnny, you write that in your notes. As long as you're asking, Pirik Yud Ches Halacha Ches. Chiyuvenim Zomim Knasu. He says Beferish. Tikach Eim Shama Piatzma. Interesting that he points this out. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So that's the din that we want to say here. Halacha Lamaisa on this din. So you see, it's much more of a what? Much more of a category. And you have, if you're through Hodah, you're Chayiv. Okay. Fine. Very good. Let's continue now. That was 8, 9. Let's go, guys. What are the 2 days in Tosla got with Yishuv Chakir of Xeros Chabalos? Oh. So what did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say, guys? What do you say, Eri? Ellie, what do you say? It said that by Hodos Vavos, we don't require what? Yishuv Chakir. It said Hodos Vavos. It actually said Dinim Amunis, didn't it? It said, Dinimamas, we don't require Yishuv Chakira. Now, what does that mean, Dinimamas? Definitely means Hodos Vavos. Does it also mean Xelus Chabalos as well? So that's the Taisus I want you to, on the daf. We got to be Chazrin inside too, guys. Please. Stressing. You got to do both. Gimel Maraf, the second Taisus. Please go through it. Taisus points out in the first day of Tosfos that Xelus Chabalos also do not require Yishuv Chakira. Do not. Why not? You know why? Because we want to close the door in front of Gazlanim. We want to close the door. You get the theory? In other words, relaxing Jishu Chakir, the requirement for Hodos Vavos, will ensure that we won't close the door in front of borrowers. Because if we require it, you're going to close the door in front of borrowers. Because no one's going to want to lend any money if you can't get his money back. So let's relax it. We don't require Jishu Chakir. But what about when it comes to Xelus Chabalos? So when it comes to Xelus Chabalos, Taisa says Beferish, Halacha Lamaisa, we should not require what? Xelus Chabalos, Drishim Chakira. Why? Because if the Gazel knows he can get nailed to get the money back, then he'll stop stealing. So we want to stop people from stealing. So therefore we'll say, we don't require Drishim Chakira either. Because it'll close the door in front of, we want to close the door in front of Gazelman. We don't want to close the door in front of borrowers. That's the Lashon. That's the first day of Taisus. Then Taisus Viter, in that Taisus, says, no. Second day argues. He says, no. Xelus Chabalos do require Yishuv Chakira. They do. It's not like Hodos Vavos. They do require it. Okay? They do require it. That's what he wants to say. Okay? So we said, please get it. What is it based on? So in the Shir of Yechiel Michal, the great going, okay? He wants to say like this. I want you to get this.
Is it part of nine?
Yeah, it's all part of nine now. What, there's the 2 days, whether you need it or not, depends upon the following. Were there two separate takanas or one takana? What were the two separate takanas? According to the first day in Taisus, please get it. According to the first day in Taisus, comes out very beautifully, halacha lemaisa, that there are two separate takanas. One, that you shouldn't require Yishuv Chakira, and two, that you shouldn't require Mumchim. Even though they're both based on Nilas Delis, but they're two separate takanas. So by Xelus, you just have the takana that you don't require Yishuv Chakira. They were misakin also halacha lemaisa. By Xelus, which is Shaykh, the Takana that you shouldn't require Yishuv Chakira, they're Misaki, you shouldn't require Yishuv Chakira, but the Takana that you shouldn't require Mumchin is not Shaykh, because the Nigzel will always find Mumchin. He will always find mumchim, halach lamaisa. So there's no worry about that. So therefore, according to the first day in Taisvis, please get it. The first day in Taisvis, Johnny, requires what? There are two separate takanas, but Drisha v'chakir is not needed by Haldol's Zos. It's not needed by what? It's not needed by Xelus Chabalas. But requirement of mumchim, that they left by Xelus Chabalas. Why? Because the Nixon will always find some mumchim. The second day in Taisvis says no. It's all one takana. So just like you don't require Drisha v'chakir and mumchim because of Neilus Delis, they only made that takana by what? By Haldol's Zos. The whole takana was one takana. Number one, you don't require Yishukhira. And number two, that you don't require Mumchim. That was only said by what? That was only said by Haldol's Vahavals. It was not said by Xelus Chabalos at all. So Mimela, Xelus Chabalos was not touched. It was all one Takana. So all one Takana, that means it didn't touch Xelus Chabalos. So Mimela, just like Xelus Chabalos, you need Mumchim, you also need Yishukhira. Okay, does everyone have that? You got to go through that touch inside. Again, you gotta keep in mind that mumchin are always required for Xelus Chabalos. If mumchin are always required for Xelus Chabalos, then also what? Drisha v'chakir is always required, because they go hand in hand. There are two sides of the same coin, according to the second day in Taisus. According to the first day in Taisus, there are two separate takanas. So that gives you wiggle room to distinguish and say that Xelus Chabalos will require mumchin, but will not require what? Drisha v'chakir. Because there's two separate takanas. You follow me? If the two separate takanas, that gives you the wherewithal to make a split. And say, Xelus Chabalos requires mumchim, but they don't require Yishuv Chakir. If you hold it's one takana, there's no wiggle room. There's all one takana. So if Xelus Chabalos require mumchim, you better bet your bottom dollar they require what? They require Yishuv Chakir as well. That was a shtickle Terry wanted to say. Zach, got a clore? Okay, where are we up to now? We're up to what?
Ten.
We're up to 10. Okay. So we'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Please, Chazor. Now we're going to have this Bechina Thursday, Bez Hashem. Next Thursday, 10 a.m. Okay? 10 a.m., Bez Hashem. Okay? So we got a lot of Chazor to do, guys. Okay? We got to keep going. Okay, I don't know. We'll go quicker when we get to Hashem Lemasor, Hashem Lemikah. Well, let's dive Mincha. Who wants to dive Riyomit? Jacob, you haven't done a while.
Me?
You got to go?
Birthday.
Jacob, it's your birthday. You got to daven for the omelet. Come on, Jacob.